Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Gucci beats, Marciano luxury, Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. exposed.
Mike Key.
it. Hold it. Push them up. Push them up. Push them up. Push them up. Push, push, push them up. Hold it, hold it.
Station in the ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time. Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, Facebook your girlfriend, and let them know that we are on the motherfucking air. We haven't been here in 3 weeks, but we are now back here live tonight after the D Up Ball in North Carolina, after the V for Vendetta Ball in Atlanta, Georgia, and all the other balls that happen across the states, in Virginia, in Detroit, maybe Chicago, wherever there was a ball. If you got any tea or you got any 411 about a ball or any drama or any shade that happened and you think that we need to talk about it on the air, feel free to definitely press 1 at any time and definitely come up here and give us the 411, honey. We are here. How are all you girls doing? I don't know where none of the co-hosts is at. I haven't spoken to any of them, so I don't know what's the tea with them. But I am definitely here, and I'm definitely going to give y'all what y'all want. You know, I know it's been a long time, and the girls have been waiting, honey, for the show to come on, honey. But, you know, mother has been enjoying her vacation and, you know, and traveling and doing things. And so, you know, I just couldn't be cooped up in the house or a hotel room just doing the show. So I'm so sorry. I had a lot going on. But we are here live tonight. I am live back in New York motherfucking city, honey. And we're going to give y'all a show, you know. I don't know where everybody's at, but I'm here. I see I have a caller so early. Let's see what this caller has to talk about. 215-460. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. We're going to get rid of them. We're definitely going to get rid of them, honey. And I'm definitely here, honey. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where Rodney at. I don't know where Miss Alexis is at, honey. I don't know where nobody at, but I know I'm here. I'm definitely here. I'm definitely here. Hold on. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Hello to everybody in the chat room, to all my listeners in the chat room, and all my guests, and everybody. How are y'all doing in the chat, honey? Oh, ain't nobody talking about the ball in Cleveland for the $1,000 was not given out. Well, honey, call in here. I wasn't in Cleveland. Maybe y'all can give me some tea on what happened in Cleveland. I heard the $1,000 wasn't given out in Virginia either this weekend. Also, honey, I heard it was a lot of coins that definitely wasn't given out to the children. So if you girls know the tea or the shade, definitely call in here and fill my cup, because I wasn't in Cleveland and I wasn't in Virginia, so I don't definitely know the tea. But I know that they said it was a Mason incident that happened in Virginia. It was a little altercation with security and the girls in Atlanta this past weekend. If there was any other altercations any place, definitely give us a tea. It was a little altercation at the D-Up Ball. Somebody got punched in, Revlon got punched in their mouth by Ebony, honey. Honey, so, you know, I'm here. But I'm all alone, all by myself. And I don't know where nobody's in, honey. Maybe Rodney will call in here and tell us what happened in Virginia, because he was definitely in Virginia. And I heard he was in the middle of the controversy that happened in Virginia. Hold on, I have the icon. Hello?
Hey, James? What's up, baby?
Sorry. I mean, what's going on, Bishop?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling. How you doing, Bishop?
I miss you so much.
Oh, you too? Thank you.
Yeah, my birthday was Saturday.
Happy related birthday, Bishop.
Yeah.
Yes, happy related birthday.
I was wondering if I could sit on here with you.
If you're gonna behave and play nice.
Yeah, I'll play nice.
Okay, you gotta play nice, because you know the girls are definitely gonna come, honey. So you gotta play nice. Let me see. I have to go through my list. I'm going through my list. Hold on. Where's my list at? I got my list right here. I want to wish Amori Khan a happy birthday. It's definitely his birthday. Who else? I want to wish Nelly Khan a happy birthday. It's definitely his birthday today. And that's it that I know on my list. And I also want a happy related birthday to the legendary overall godmother herself, Pussy Mizrahi. It was her birthday last week, Monday, and I wasn't here for her birthday, so happy birthday to Pussy, honey, and enjoying her birthday and things, honey. Oh, yeah, well, I'm here all by myself, so I gotta do what I gotta do, okay? Oh, and I also want to wish my sister Naima a happy related birthday. It was also her birthday this weekend. Also, happy birthday, Naima, honey.
Hold on,
yes.
When is Naima's birthday?
Naima, hold on, my phone is going off. Naima's birthday was on Saturday.
That's why we can't stand each other. My birthday is exactly July 27th.
Oh, yeah. You and Naima share something in common. That's why y'all don't get along. It's a sexual tension there, because y'all got the same birthday.
Two lions.
Yes, honey. Watch one is gonna tear watch one up. Mm-hmm. Yes, honey. But, so, since I waited for everybody to come and tell me what happened at these balls that was going on, I can definitely sit here. I can definitely tell y'all that I enjoyed myself. I actually enjoyed myself in North Carolina at the D-Up Ball. It was two balls in one night. I can definitely tell y'all that. I don't know where Marcus is at. Marcus must be still tired, honey, from being in Kentucky last night, honey. And I want to say congratulations to the legendary one herself, the overall mother, founding mother of the House of Balenciaga, no other than the Raquel Balenciaga, for definitely winning Entertainer of the Year last night in Kentucky. So I definitely want to congratulate Raquel for definitely bringing that title back and definitely winning that cash, Raquel. I know that's right, Miss Raquel. So I was in North Carolina, I think 2 weeks ago. I think that's all. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago. I was in North Carolina for the D-Up Ball. It was two balls in one night. And why I say it was two balls in one night, because the ball started at 8:50. The ball started at 8 o'clock like it was supposed to start. LSS was called. And I think three people walked all the categories that they had. And by like 8:30, the ball was over. And at that time, with those three people walked, they won their grand prize, they won their gift cards and whatever. Then the ball started. Then they reset, because they still wanted the organization still wanted to have the rest of the categories. So they reset and they gave us about an hour of playing music and stuff. And then they started the ball again. And then the girls commenced to coming into the building and, you know, and doing what they do at the balls and having fun and walking the categories and things of that nature. Nobody walked the grand prize for Realness as a House. Nobody walks that. I want to say congratulations to my daughter, Mother Laomi Prodigy, for definitely winning another $1,000 at the D-Up Ball. I also want to congratulate all the girls that came out and, you know, the couple of girls that came out and walked the drag in the Femme Queen categories. Congratulations to Courtney Balenciaga for definitely winning Femme Queen Face. What other categories do I remember from the D-Up Ball? Oh, those are the only categories that I remember that, you know, that people won and everything. It was good definitely seeing all the people that I definitely did see in North Carolina, the icon Letitia Revlon, the icon Toni Revlon. Who else I seen in North Carolina? Fuzzy and Jay and everybody that was definitely there. Congratulations to the new father of North Carolina for the House of Blahnik. He was definitely, you know, definitely came out as father on Saturday at the D-Up Ball. What else happened? I don't know what happened. It was an altercation that happened outside at the ball, and they said Tick Tick X, X Revlon, now Ebony, punch, I think the boy's name is Marcus Revlon in the face or something for sleeping with his girlfriend while he was in jail or some shit like that. I really don't know the whole logistics, but that's what the girl said that had happened. But I really didn't get the full 401 or the full tea on that situation. So maybe anybody else that was at the D-Up Ball and you remember anybody else that won any other categories and things of that nature, you could definitely call in here and definitely press 1 at any time and definitely give us, you know, your take or any of the other winners from the D-Up Ball. And we can definitely go from there with the D-Up Ball. Okay?
I heard the North Carolina Ball was cute. I heard it was cute. Somebody had called me and told me they went to the ball.
Oh yeah, it was. It was cute. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself in North Carolina. I really did. I enjoyed myself on my whole road trip overall, because you know I went from North Carolina to South Carolina, from South Carolina to Atlanta. So I definitely enjoyed my road trip. It was definitely a cute road trip.
That's what's
up. That's what you're wearing out? Huh?
You said huh?
Oh no, I wasn't talking. I was talking to somebody in my background. And so yeah, and so then after I left, oh well, maybe when the girls call in here, we can get more tea and more 401 and everything. See, this is exactly why I don't do the shows in the summertime, because everybody be so busy, and it just be me up here all by myself. So this is why I don't do the show in the summertime, and it's best to do them in the wintertime. Because if nobody comes up and nobody wants to talk and all types of things of that nature. So that's why I don't do this.
Did they know in the group that it was a show tonight?
Yeah, they knew it was a show. I told them that it was going to be a show last week Monday when everybody was hitting me up, that I wasn't going to sit in my hotel room in Atlanta and do a radio show because I was going to the Monday night show to see the Stars of the Century perform. So everybody knew it's going to be a show tonight. It's a lot of numbers on the board, and it's people in the chat room, but ain't everybody just want to listen to Mother talk. I guess everybody misses my voice. So because the numbers are really high and everybody's here, so I'm gonna do what I do, and I can only tell y'all what I did and what balls I was at and everything. So please don't get mad, you know. When I decide that I don't want to talk anymore and I tell y'all good night. So don't get mad. I can only tell y'all where I was at and what I participated, what took place in the last 3 weeks. So please don't get mad. You know, so I'm just only, you know. But Bishop is here with me and, you know, and that's it. And so let me see. Where can I go to next? I was in Atlanta for a whole week. I really enjoyed myself in Atlanta, going to see Raquel and Nicole Love Dupree and Tasia and all the girls, and seeing Miss Sophia and Aisha Dupree, and seeing all the girls, you know, perform and do what they do best. It's been a long time since I've been to a Stars of the Century show in Atlanta, but I really enjoyed myself at the Stars of the Century show in Atlanta. And then on, I went bowling in Atlanta. I had so much fun. I want to give a big shout-out to all my kids, all my Mesa kids in Atlanta, that we all went bowling and went out to the movie.
Y'all went bowling in Midtown?
Huh?
Y'all went bowling in Midtown?
Yeah, we went bowling. We went bowling in Midtown bowling. I definitely enjoyed myself going bowling with all the kids and just being out there and having activities with the kids. And after we went bowling, we went to see The Conjuring. And that movie was really good. I really enjoyed the movie. Haven't been to the movie theater in a long time because, you know, bitch, I'm a bitch that goes to the movie theater and I fall asleep in the movie theater. I fell asleep a couple of times during the movie, but majority of the time I was up for the movie. So, you know, mother really just, you know, I wait until the movies come out on bootleg and buy them on bootleg because I be falling asleep in the movie theater unless I'm going in the daytime. Nighttime movie theater is not good for me. So, that's what I did, I think on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I don't know, what did I do on Thursday? I don't know what I did. I did a lot of running around and just hanging out with the missus in Atlanta. Hold on, we have a caller. Hold on. 216-835, you're live on the air.
What's up? This is Father Black.
Hi, Black.
Hey, what's going on? Who is Kelly?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
What's going on? Are you calling to tell us about the ball in Cleveland?
Yeah, I was told to call. Someone wanted to ask some questions.
Well, what's the tea? What happened in Cleveland? I heard they didn't give out the coins.
Everybody that walked the category wanted to keep their pot. They didn't want to put their pot up, so I didn't match the $100 like it was supposed to go.
Oh, that was your ball?
Yeah.
Oh, because the girls in the chat room is reading. They said they didn't give out the $1,000.
It wasn't. It was almost like $500, almost $600. But like Virgin Vogue, they wanted to keep their pot. They didn't want to put it up towards $1,000. What was it? New Way. No One Walked the Old Way. Everybody but the Twisters put up their pot. So the Twisters walked on with damn near like $600.
Oh, child, these girls is
so they
had to put up their coin. If they put up their coin, whatever was in the pot, you were supposed to match the pot.
Yeah.
Oh, and so they didn't want to put up their coin. That's what it was.
No, the little Mrs. Sosa, she kept her coin. I think she got like almost 100 and something for her pot and whatever it was that she got. And her trophy, she didn't want to put it up towards the thing. And a few others, they just wanted to keep their coin. It was, I guess they didn't want to put it up, so what else was it to do?
Oh. Chill. So why y'all girls making it seem like it was something else? Like the coin wasn't there to be given out. The girls wanted to keep their coin.
No, I mean, I gave away everything I made. I don't throw balls to make coins. So anybody that come to my bar, they know I don't throw balls to make coins. I'll give away my whole door if you call for it.
Oh. Well, hold on. We have another caller. 347-921. You're live on the air.
Hey.
Yes.
Are you ready to get the ultimate read, Kelly?
The ultimate read?
Yes, about this VA Take Me Back ball.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to get to the VA Take Me Back ball. Hold on, because I'm still getting tea over here. It's coming through the red phone. Hold on. Black, somebody said, what about the $800 for realness?
$800 for realness, Toya, and from the beginning, Toya won. When we was at the beginning, she told me, I asked her, what should we do? Because all the categories, but realness and performance, were the only people that really showed up and showed out, you know, and we split everything up. The Ebony Girls won the 300 plus five.
Oh, they said they got, somebody said they got $400 and the flyer said $800, cash and Toya.
Right. It was only eight. I mean, it was eight categories, eight realness categories. No one walked all the eight realness categories.
Oh.
People need to read these flyers. Stop trying to read balls and read the flyer.
Did you get that? Did you get that to the person that's hitting up the red phone? They said somebody said, hold on, caller, I still got you there. They said somebody hit me up and they said who's gonna walk a ball when you have to put $20 into a pot and then you have to pay $20 to get in.
Who had to pay $20
on the pot? I don't know. I'm only reading the message that came in that's coming through my you hear my phone ringing as we talk. That was not what it said. It said it was realness for $800.
We can put a category up. The flyers are still on the. It say $800 at every court. You must put up your pot that you win. You win your trophy in your category. I mean your trophy in your pot. And if you want to walk for the cash, you put your pot up towards the cash. No one did that but Toya and them. No one did that but the Revlon Twister. Same difference. Even if all the coin was there, no one still walked the category like they were supposed to.
So how you know it was going to be
$800? So how do I know it was going to be $800?
You hear my phone ringing. I'm only reading the messages coming through my phone.
What they mean, how I know it was going to be $800, that don't make no sense.
Can you please, that person that's hitting the red phone, can you please, you heard what he said, can you please reply back, honey? Because, I don't know, because I didn't even know it was a ball in Cleveland this weekend.
I don't know, that's why I don't deal with this.
Well, hold on, when they text me back, we'll get back to you. 347-921, what's the T with VA?
Girl, where do I start? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give props to, the person that was running it, Coco Prodigy. I mean, she was, she had her money. She had her money. I ain't going to lie. She had her money. All the thousands was given out. Runway was given out. Congratulations to Eva, whatever her name is, Revlon. She has snatched that on up. Who else? I want to say
Since you brought up Eva's name, Eva's a Revlon.
Yes.
So why did she mace Destiny?
Did she? I don't think she maced Destiny because they're the same house.
Oh well, somebody said she had maced her.
They said because on the VA community page.
That's what the girls say. You know about how these girls lie. But go ahead.
Tony B has stated up there on the VA community page that, the girls, he said he won't state the girls' name who came there to fight. He said he had a butcher knife, and he said the same people were the same people that made Destiny. So I'm pretty sure it won't eat Eva. It was some out-of-state girls that had came in and tried to break the girls. But, like I said, female figure, she had won the whole thing for Runway, but she was a female figure, Runway, whatever. The next category was Legendary Performance, Revlon?
Marquise Revlon versus Dawn Ebony.
Dawn Ebony. I know shade. I thought Dawn had ate it for me. The girls never gave her props. But she went off to me. I had lived. The person she went against, Marquise, his tense was everything. Him coming out there was everything. But after that, I felt like when it was time for him to turn on for the battle, Ebony had worn. Dawn had worn him thin, and it's no shade. But hey, to him. What was the next category that was given up 1,000? It was performance. Runway. I think that was it. And then the category that the category that started all the controversy was realness. The girls had the females had to bring it like Beverly Hills, and the girls was getting chopped left and right because the judges felt like they won Beverly Hills, which I felt was very correct because the girls was very much giving me Beverly Hills seeds. The girl that they actually gave it to, which is not Asia Balenciaga, She was giving me very much drag queen realness. She was like giving me Beverly Hills stepping out the motherfucking house. Her outfit, if you look at the pictures, was very much, hey, I'm RuPaul, and I'm stepping out the house to go win my thousand. That's what it was given. And there's no motherfucking shade. That's what I'm saying. I'm keeping it to my word. That's how I felt about it. But they were chopping the girls left and right. Also, they didn't get to the main category. They was this is the thing about VA, and I'm so tired of coming to VA for this. And it's no shade. If any of the girls want to come to VA, I will tell you, do not come, because these girls tries it. They tries it, baby. They never get through with a motherfucking ball, and it's no shade. That was $30 going a motherfucking waste, because they did not get through that ball. Do you know they had the nerve to be pressed for time and told they dismissed all the rest of the categories? They had still female figure performance, which I felt like was the girls wanted to see it. The girls wanted to see the girls broke down. They skipped that with the sex siren. The team performance was the main event. They went to that and didn't get the girls to do their production. The girls were telling me that they had worked all fucking night, all fucking day to do their productions, and they was not able to do their productions. The girls had to go up there and battle. Then they didn't even get through with the battles because the girls started fighting. It was just like, can I get my 30 girls back? Like, really? And then they kept, I give the girl Coco Prodigy her props for, she had her money together. But every time something like a controversy went down their ass, they'd be like, well, Coco, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? She was very timid. Like, she couldn't take control. Tony Revlon got off the motherfucking panel and took control of the ball? Because she was not running it. I said, you know what? Never again. I will not become a VA ball. It's motherfucking late, and it's no shade.
Black, call back in here, Black, because the girls in the chat room is letting you have it, Black. I wasn't over at my screen for the chat room, but the girls is letting you have it, and I have so many personal inbox messages over here reading you down, Black. So you out there listening, Black, call back in.
I love you, Kelly.
Love you too, baby. Oh my God! So they didn't even finish the ball, and then they were just skipping over categories and everything. That's a mess.
Yes, mind you, one of my friends had called the person and had asked her, "How long do you have this building for? This venue?" She said, "For as long as I want." Baby, if you had the venue for as long as you want, why did when it got to 6 o'clock you was rushing the girls to get out? I'm not understanding. That's not for how long as you, not for as long as you want it, baby. Like, they tried it at that ball.
Overall, Father Rodney Prodigy, if you out there and you're listening, can you definitely call in here or definitely get your daughter, Coco Prodigy, to call in here because we need to know what's going on. I mean, the girls is very upset that this ball didn't finish.
Right.
Oh, no, honey. But overall,
exactly.
did you enjoy yourself down there?
No, I did not. VA is just late. The dates are late, child. The dates weren't even calling like they were supposed to, girl. I was over that. Couldn't even get my corn back from the motherfucking ball, child. That was motherfucking late. What else? Like, the club won't pop.
This corn child pulled the knife out on Tony B.
Yes. It was a con child.
What was the tea with that?
They said, well, for what Tony B said on the page, Tony B is saying that he had told, like, he was stepping over the girls because we were packed. I mean, I can't say the venue was packed. So he was stepping over the girls, and he said, excuse me. And he said, as soon as he said, excuse me, the con child, I guess because, you know, from the big controversy from realness, He turned around, pulled out a big ass knife, and was just like, "Let's go!" And from there, that's where everything went down.
Oh no, baby, I know the girls in Virginia, honey.
Yes, bitch. And let me tell you something, because I had on, baby. When I tell you, I had on the evil motherfucking Jeffrey Campbell heel on, baby. I was walking towards the fight. And the man, like, literally who had the gun, literally was standing about 1 foot away from me. Like, he was backing back towards me, and he looked at me. Bitch, when I see you, I turned around and haul ass to my car, and my motherfucking Jeffrey Campbell's baby, a big-ass gun. Like, this is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to go to no bald ass to deal with, you know, my life is, you know, in harm's way. Like, that's ridiculous. Come on, VA. Y'all motherfucking, y'all city is motherfucking late, but yet y'all always got, like, the biggest drama. I don't understand. Now, I can't get through a ball to save your motherfucking life, but yeah, y'all got drama. I'm already losing my $30. Can I go home safely?
The girls had guns and everything at the ball?
Guns, knife, and mace. And tasers, because I heard those going off, too. Because they had the motherfucking big ass. They had the store, baby. They had Tomb Raider in there. There's no shade.
Oh, shit.
She said they had Tomb Raider in there.
Hold on, y'all. I definitely want to wish my girlfriend, Fat Cat Ebony, a happy birthday. It's 12 o'clock and it's her birthday. I want to wish Ashley a happy birthday. It's definitely her birthday. J-Rock Milan is definitely his birthday. We'd like to definitely wish him a happy birthday. Let me see who else is. Birthday it is on my birthday. That's it. I wish those three people a happy birthday, honey.
Kelly.
Yes.
Why did they chop Kitty Chanel for her effect?
Kitty Chanel?
Legendary.
Oh, they chopped her?
Got her out of there.
Oh, no. Who chopped her?
I'm not really sure, but I know she just was over it.
Oh, no, that was so fierce and shady. I want to definitely congratulate, the icon Rodney Prodigy for definitely winning All-American Runway function.
Yes.
I definitely want to definitely congratulate him. Who was on the judges panel?
Oh, girl.
Oh, you say, oh, girl, like it was some late... girls up there.
Derek Chanel, Little John Conn, I guess the legendary Vega Ova.
Ooh.
Who else? Ooh. Oh, Earl Mizrahi.
What Earl? Legendary Earl.
Who else? That piano was just trying it.
Oh, no. Well, they said that child Cookie, she usually always has some money and stuff.
I mean, it was just ridiculous. Like, it was 10 people on the panel. How are you supposed to break votes like that? I thought it was always supposed to be an uneven number.
It is. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello!
Hey, Grandma.
How you doing, Kelly, baby? I sure been missing you this summer.
Hold on, Grandma. 347, if y'all buy a computer or y'all speakerphone, y'all need to move from by the computer or just take off speakerphone.
Okay.
Because we got a bad echo.
Is that better?
Yeah, hold on. Grandma?
Yeah, that's better, baby. I was getting the echo. Yeah, but anyways, I want to send a shout-out to my son, you know, who thinks a woman. And then, you know, I don't know if you just said happy belated birthday to Naima, because I'm just tuning in. I want to say happy birthday to my girl, Naima.
I did say happy belated birthday to Naima.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I was just calling in to give her a shout-out for her birthday, mama.
Hey, Grandma.
Okay. Who was that say hey?
That's Bishop.
Oh, how you doing, baby? And I'm going to send a shout-out to Father Rodney Cocktail, Big Sexy.
Yes. So did you hear all of the stuff that was going on in Virginia?
I just been hearing the last part of it. See, that's why I'll be having time for the more country backwood children.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there in VA.
Yeah, Grant ain't got time for the backwoods and things. They be doing too much. I ain't got time to be wrestling with a bunch of pigs.
Oh, Oh, no.
Yeah,
honey.
So you're going to put me back on mute.
Okay, I'm definitely going to put you back on mute, Grandma.
Ooh,
okay.
Kelly,
yes.
You know, Kelly, they got so many gun stores in VA where that bar was. It's so many gun stores in VA. So, I mean, you come to VA, I mean, it's a lot of kids that got strapped.
Oh, child, I don't know, honey. That's just a lot. It's just becoming overwhelming.
It is.
It's really like. Y'all got a bad echo over there. Y'all need to take me on speakerphone if y'all on speakerphone.
I'm not on speakerphone.
I'm not talking about you, Bishop. I'm talking about my 347 girlfriends.
Can you hear echo now?
No. Hello? No echo now.
Okay.
But no, it's like I love ballroom. I came out in the middle of the 90s in ballroom. And back when the balls used to be at the YWCA and the Mark Ballroom and everything, and there used to be so much shade and all types of things, but all of that stuff was left on the floor. When you had shade and you had battles and reading and all of that stuff, it stayed on the floor. It wasn't a lot. It was fights and things, but the violence was not as bad as the violence is now in ballroom. And it's really like deterring a lot of people away from coming to balls and things, because you can't get through a ball without having an incident or somebody fighting or something of that nature. And I think it's really horrible. I think if people took more time and energy into the effects and the looks on the ballroom floor instead of fighting and stuff of that nature, I think ballroom would be much better off. Because bitches come out with these motherfucking Big Lot effects and all types of things of that nature, bitch. And if they took more time to make the effects look like back in the days when Tony and Andre and Stewart and all the girls would come out and walk and make the effects look more like Fifth Avenue and Saks and Bertolf Goodman and all of that stuff, I think ballroom will be much more fun. It's not really fun like it was back in the days. It's like it took all the energy. It's sucking all the life and all the energy out of ballroom, that every time you go to a ball, it has to be so much negativity. And even with the posts and different things that go on in the different groups and everything, when you put positivity into something, you don't get that much feedback from the positivity when you put it out there. But when you pump negative into the groups and things, bitch, everybody's commenting and everybody's talking about it. It's just crazy, you know. It's ridiculous. I don't know what we're going to do. But we're still here, and if anybody else got anything that they want to say, feel free to definitely press 1, because the phone lines are definitely open. Hold on, we have another caller. 804-397, you're live on the air. 804-397, you're live on the air. Okay. Whoever that caller is, please definitely fix your background and press 1 again, and we'll come back to y'all. Y'all background has a horrible echo, so if y'all have me on speakerphone or y'all buy a computer, listen to the show at the same time, because you're in a room with a bunch of your girlfriends and they want to hear you talk, you need to move away from the computer, take me off a speakerphone, and then press 1 again, and then we'll definitely come back to your call. So, we're going to wait for Rodney to call in here. He said he's at work, and he's going to try to call in here. We have about 50 minutes left to the show. There will be no overtime during the summertime. When I come on and do the shows, I'm going to give y'all 2 hours, and that's it. Okay? So we're going to wait for Rodney to call in here, and he's going to try to get a break off of work and try to call in here and give us his take on the Virginia ball. But if Rodney don't make it here within those 50 minutes, then I don't know what to tell y'all. But we got 50 minutes and 20 seconds left into the show. So I definitely want to talk about the V for Vendetta ball that happened this past weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, given by the Atlanta father, Donye Mizrahi. Definitely was definitely a nice ball. Fabulous trophies, food on the tables, the cocktails was definitely flowing. All the cash was definitely given out. The ball, all the categories definitely happened, and it was definitely a cute ball. I want to take and give props where props is needed to be given. I definitely want to give props to Jolie Miyake Mugler for definitely coming out there with a fabulous production. I also want to give props to Jada Milan for definitely coming out there with a fabulous production, face sitting, same thing with Jolie. Definitely want to give props to Mona Ebony for definitely coming with a fabulous production for the big girl, definitely doing her thing. I definitely want to give it up to the two Butch Queens from the house, one from Mugler and one from Escala, for definitely coming out there and turning it up. But my highlight of the motherfucking night has to definitely go to the motherfucking legendary Butch Queen up in motherfucking drags, her motherfucking self, Mariah Balenciaga. When I tell you, everybody definitely had face and everything, but you knew when Mariah came out that that was Mariah's night to shine. Not saying she has never shined any other time. She has had her moments and everything. But that night, Saturday night, was Mariah's motherfucking night. Miss Mariah sat, Miss Thing. Bitch, she didn't even have, it's no fucking shade, bitch. You got to give props where props is due. And if I was judging, I was sitting up there on the panel next to Andre while everybody was judging. But Mariah, you can see from the back of the fucking runway, bitch, that she was motherfucking stunning and motherfucking sitting from the back. She didn't even need to come up to the front for the judges to give her motherfucking tens. They could have gave her tens from the motherfucking back. That's how beat that motherfucking bitch was. So you definitely got to give it up to her. Definitely grand prize for the $2,000 went to the motherfucking legendary Mariah Balenciaga. And also, bitch, the motherfucking $1,000 realness category. It was a line of schoolboys that came out. A line of schoolboys that came out and walked that category for schoolboy realness. You got to give grand prize for the trophy went to Pampers Milan. Also, who else? Pretty Boy Realness went definitely to Corey Prodigy. Definitely won Pretty Boy Realness. Transmare Realness, it was a battle between Q Balenciaga and KT Escada. KT won, and for the trans man, and Thug Realness was Tick Tick Ebony. He won Thug Realness over all the thugs, and then it came down to the battle for the $1,000. The battle for the $1,000, Corey won over Pampers and Stand to the Side for the battle for the $1,000. Then it came down to the Thug and the Trans Man, which was Tick Tick and KT. KT won over Tick Tick for the $1,000. And then the final battle was KT versus Corey. And KT, I love my nephew down and everything, but KT slayed Corey. It's no shade. He slayed Corey. So grand prize, first time ever, Trans Man Realness goes to KT Escada. Definitely won the $1,000. So definitely congratulations to KT Escada for definitely coming out there and definitely winning that motherfucking coin that for the $1,000. For the $500 performance plus pot, definitely went to Jubilee Milan. Definitely came out there and turned it out. I don't remember any of the other categories. I don't remember any of the other categories or anybody else that won the categories. But, you know, that's what it was in Atlanta. Then it was an altercation with security clearing the runway and grabbed Father Camaro Manolo Blahnik up off the runway. And he grabbed Camaro, the security guard grabbed Camaro up off the runway. And then Ken felt some type of way that they was grabbing his cousin like that. And then Ken went to go help him, was like, yo, that's my cousin, whatever, whatever. Security folded Ken up, bitch, and broke down the table and everything and got them out. It was a whole big motherfucking mess, this thing. I have a little smidgen of it on my phone, and I'll try to post it up later. It was a little, you know, I was trying to get it, but it was just going so fast and stuff. And then, you know, and all of that happened. The security cleared it out. And then they went back on and they finished the ball. And it was going to be an altercation outside with Ken and Booty and all of them and security outside. But nothing really didn't happen. And so, you know, I'm going to give a big shout out to my daughter, De'Asia Mizrahi, for definitely, you know, beating this motherfucking mug into a motherfucking coma this past weekend. Also want to give a big shout out to my motherfucking legendary sister herself, Miss Portia Milan, for definitely whooping a bitch motherfucking head back and motherfucking forth. So definitely a big shout out to both of them. Definitely a big shout out to my daughter Tasia, ex Miss Rahi, now 007, for definitely whooping mother up a nasty motherfucking dress, honey, in 2.5 motherfucking seconds for this weekend. And I definitely want to give a big shout out to all my motherfucking haters, Miss Thing, that always want to hate on me, Miss Thing, and can never just give me my L's, Miss Thing, girl, when it's due, Miss Thing, girl. And when my brother Caesar posted the picture up, I told him, you know, he said, I said, the baby, the girls is going to read. He gave me right, it's no reason for them to read, Kelly. It's, I said, bitch, trust and believe they're going to read. And 15 minutes later, he was calling my phone back, and he was telling me, you was absolutely right, bitch. And I know my work, and I know my motherfucking craft. I've been doing this too long, Miss Thing. The girls is always going to find something to motherfucking read about, Miss Thing. And y'all girls need to get a fucking life, Miss Thing. Y'all can never just give a bitch her motherfucking L's, bitch. At the end of the motherfucking day, I was motherfucking sitting, and y'all bitches can't motherfucking take it. Y'all want to read me about my elbows being motherfucking black. At the end of the motherfucking day, my grandmother, they say, oh, cunts don't have black elbows. My grandmother had black elbows. My grandmother sound just the way I sound. And the same thing she told me when we got into a reading session years ago, baby, okay? I'm not even going to go into all of that. But, you know, it is what it is. But we have another caller. 347-848, you're live on the air. 347-848, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. If anybody else is out there and you're on the phone lines and you're listening and you want to come talk about anything, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely motherfucking open. And I definitely do want to take the time out. I definitely do want to take the time out to definitely, you know, say I was definitely gagging, and I definitely do appreciate the compliment from the icon pioneer, Stuart Ebony, for definitely complimenting me on my look this weekend in Atlanta. I thought I was going to see him while I was in Atlanta, but I didn't get a chance to see him. I thought I was going to see him at either the Alliance meeting or at the function, but I didn't get a chance to see him. But hi, Stuart, and thank you for the compliment, Stuart. We have another caller, 347-374. You're live on the air on the recap show. 770-374, you're live on the air.
Well, I just wanted to say I saw your pictures and you look absolutely stunning. I meant to post something on your page. When I saw the picture, I said, wow, she looked really, really good. Your hair looked good. The dress was good. So you tell people to kiss your ass because you really look fabulous.
Nice. Oh, I do. I don't think about it. You know, I just had to bring it up because, you know, that's just how
and
these
wait,
girls
the
are. But
loss,
I don't think about it.
Even your weight loss. I saw even your weight loss was really good. I think you're pulling it together really, really well. So
thank you very much, love.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next caller we have is 312-715. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. Kelly, you was motherfucking sitting in that dress. That bang was motherfucking on, and you looked it nice. And fuck all the haters, and I'm a woman.
Oh, thank you, I'm a woman. The next caller is 704-287. You're live on the air.
Yo, what's up? I was calling to see what was the tea between Laomi and Chanel at the deal ball. Like, I thought Chanel won and then Laomi surprisingly won after you came up and gave your vote. What happened?
Oh, what happened was Jack thought Letitia gave her vote to Chanel, and he didn't. She didn't. Her vote was given to Laomi, which made it 5-5, and I had to break the tie. That's what happened. Okay. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm in the tub washing my sex change.
Okay.
You mad?
What'd you say?
The girl said you can't take me.
I can't take you where?
Girl, nowhere.
Oh, is that what it is?
This big old fat Thailand pussy.
Get out there, girl.
Girl, go back to Thailand, girl.
Yes, Butch Queen.
Don't you want to?
Get out there.
Nah, I don't want no fake pussy. If I want the fake pussy, then I just go and get a fat flashlight.
You washing your pussy?
Yeah.
And you think that's cunt to come up here and sit on the radio show and tell somebody you washing your pussy?
Most of you girls don't wash your pussy.
Oh, well, I never had that problem in all my years, Miss Thing, or ever being a bitch that ever stunk or stink.
That girl probably washing her pussy in bleach right now.
So you got a flat pussy.
You got a fat pussy?
No, I got a front pussy.
Oh, you got a front pussy?
You got a back pussy.
And so what that mean?
You shit out your pussy.
We're going to get somebody to open that shit up.
I shit out my pussy, and you went to Thailand, and you paid for that motherfucking pussy, and it still don't get wet.
I sure did. $12,000, bitch.
That
yeah,
got
to
use KY jelly to get it wet.
You spent all that money on that pussy, and you still sound like motherfucking Hercules. You should have here, bitch. You paid all that money for that pussy. You should have done something with that voice, motherfucking box, bitch. Because you still sound like a motherfucking dude, and you running around with that motherfucking pussy.
I'm a man.
I'm a man trapped to
the queen. Yeah. Well, we have fun playing with you and giving the girl some kikis tonight. If you feel that you got anything else that you want to say with that Thailand pussy, feel free to definitely press one, okay? And make sure you keep a lot of heat around that pussy so the trade don't get into that little scars and beat you. Okay. Hold on. We have a caller. Naima, you're live on the air. Is that Naima?
No, I'm sorry. I actually didn't request one.
Oh.
But
okay. Well, you back on hold. I thought that was Naima. That looked like Naima number. Okay.
Kelly.
Yes.
Girl, these girls are a mess.
Yes, they are.
I'm legend.
Baby, I'm supposed to know your motherfucking number, honey. You got a new motherfucking number, honey, okay? I don't know the new number, honey. I thought that was you calling from your house phone. Honey, hold on. We have a caller. Oh shit. Hold on, we have a caller. 312-715, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Oh, that was an accident.
Okay. Yes, honey. But we are definitely live. Oh. No, that wasn't an accident, baby. I'm sorry, baby. That was me, honey. This switchboard is cutting up. 347-848, you're live on the air.
That's Kelly.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing? Why do you keep saying 848?
It's 484. I mean 484, sorry.
Girl, let me find out you dyslexic. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to Miss Kelly, Mother Ms. Rahi. And I wanted to piggyback on the things you were saying about them taking the fun out of the balls, because they are taking the fun out of the balls. And I'm enjoying your little radio show. I am very much enjoying it. And that bitch with the pussy in the tub told her to go sit down somewhere. Okay?
She is.
I want to give a shout out.
She's sitting in some ammonia right now, dishing her pussy.
I know. That bitch need to go sit the fuck down because she tired. She just fucked up the whole show when she called because she tired. You shouldn't even answer to her call. But anyway, I just want to give a shout-out because I'm proud of you guys. This is a very good show. And I'm a straight woman, and I am sitting here, and I am enjoying you girls. Okay? I want to give a shout out to Talik, my daughter. May she rest in peace. And I want to give a shout out to all the Leos. I want to give a shout out to all the ones who won the coins. Do that shit. And y'all going to invite me to a damn ball one day.
Oh,
but
well,
anyway.
I see you got a New York number. You should come on next month to the Latex Ball.
Okay, well, I heard y'all shouted out my baby Courtney. I'm giving shout out to Courtney also. Okay?
I know that's right.
Yes, and I'm glad you sitting in that dress and you looking good and you pulling it together, girl.
Thank you very much, love.
And I want to give a shout out to Kiana Boo Boo Icon. Okay? Because that's my baby, too. Bone,
oh.
Lamone, TT, Kelly, everybody. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. And keep doing the damn thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We got another caller. But before I get into the next caller that we have, I definitely want to definitely remind everybody that this Saturday is my third annual Give Back to the Community in Harlem, New York, on 155th Street and 8th Avenue on the side of the Rucker Park, where I definitely give back to the community, and I definitely have my big free cookout. And all I'm asking for this year is everybody that's coming out to my cookout, that's from 2 o'clock until whenever y'all bitches decide to leave, baby. Only thing I'm asking y'all is to take and bring school supplies that I will be donating to Legendary Diva Devana Mizrahi's Toy Drive on August 24th at 1 o'clock in Jersey City. All the school supplies will be donated to her Toy Drive. So definitely come out to the cookout this Saturday. It's definitely free food and music and stuff all night long. And it's definitely open to anybody in the New York City area or anybody that's from wherever you at. If you want to travel to New York and come and party and hang out with us, definitely feel free to definitely do that this Saturday at 2 o'clock on 155th Street and 8th Avenue at the Rucker Park. And if you come in, if you come in from any place in the city, just get on the front of the D train to 155th. And when you come out the train station, you'll see the Rucker Park, and we'll be right there on the side of the park partying down. So definitely come out and party with us and have a good time. It's myself, Eric Beckham, Tyshawn Beckham, and Ballroom Throwbacks cookout. It's the third annual cookout, and it's definitely big, and we definitely having fun. We play cards, we roll dice. We jump double dutch, so definitely come out and definitely support that and definitely bring your school supplies and let's get it popping and have a good time. That's at 2 o'clock this Saturday in Harlem, New York. The next caller that we have is 336-517. You're live on the air. Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself? How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to respond not to the drunk caller that had just called in, but to the other caller that was talking about the Chanel and Laomi. I feel like Laomi slayed her. No shade to the Chanel girl, but that's why Laomi won the coin, because Laomi slayed her. So it shouldn't be a debate about who won. And Kelly, you look so good, girl. Keep on losing weight, girl. And
thank you. But I'm gonna, I definitely want to talk about that, because when it comes down to it, I'm a real bitch, and I'm always going to keep
too.
It, and I'm always going to keep it real. When it comes down to the whole, to that whole $1,000 this weekend, 2 weekends ago, when it comes down to that, Chanel definitely peed for her motherfucking video. Then now when it comes down to the performance on the floor, Laomi peed on her performance on the floor. So it was 50-50 because I didn't see the video that Laomi made. Her video was not up to par the way it was up to par. But Chanel's video was definitely up to motherfucking par. So I definitely got to give her that. Her video ate it the fuck up. But Laomi's performance on the floor definitely ate it the fuck up. I'm definitely going to keep it real because that's just how I am. I'm a real person. And that's
and
what it was.
I want to give a shout-out to Laomi, you know, so I'm going to give a shout-out to her. All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. The next caller we have is 504-331. You're live on the air. 504-331. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay. If anybody else is on the phone lines and you have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. We got 28 minutes and 9 seconds left into the show, honey. So definitely call in and press 1, honey. Yes, honey.
That baby girl that was that girl that had came on that said she had a pussy. She a key. She got a key voice. She sound like I know her, and if it's the person I know, she need to get on. Or get off.
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on. 718-688. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Why y'all motherfucking bitches can't take my pussy?
Because you need to get on.
My pussy is fat.
Child, bye.
You're making me throw up.
Tell you, Jay, girl.
I can't believe that man is still in the bathtub.
That's a lot of
pussy washing.
I'm trying off into that drunk piece of fish that core. She could never take my pussy. I'm a new woman.
What you trying to avoid?
I advise you, Kelly, to get rid of your chains and two giant peaches and get you a little girl down there.
What you drying off with?
A towel, bitch. I'm drying off my fantasy.
You should have some of those Febreze, what you call it, dryer wipes.
You want me to send you a picture?
No, I don't want you to send me a picture. You're going to make me throw up.
They also need lights on.
That is Fatty McCaddy.
Girl, that's nasty. You was a nasty, honey. Oh, no, honey. Let me put you back on hold. I'm putting pussy next to your name. Put pussy next to her name.
That voice is the key.
I put pussy next to her name without the Y. Hold on. 504-331. You're live on the air.
Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, this is your good girl, friend Shamika from New Orleans, the one who told you to shake it up for me. You've been dropping them pounds, baby.
Hey, Shamika.
You ain't never shake it up for me on ballroom throwback. I've been waiting.
No. You know, I did a twerk video.
Oh, listen. And I wanted to tell you, Kelly, you look beautiful. All your womanly features came out, everything. You look gorgeous. I'm not worried about what they're talking about because, bitch, I have black elbows, and I ain't been on my knees. They've been on my elbows doing shit, so fuck what they're talking about. They don't know about real
money. Baby, I ain't worried about these girls and my black elbows, baby. Listen, baby, let me tell you something, baby. Honey, baby, my grandmother says she's a real woman, honey, okay? They talk about real women don't have one. And my grandmother told me, baby, she puts out 7 motherfucking kids out of hers, baby. And she had the same motherfucking black elbows. So, baby, I ain't worried about nothing that these motherfucking girls is talking about.
What else I wanted to talk about? Oh, and I wanted to say about the Thailand pussy that keep on calling. I don't know who that is. I'm going to tell you who that is. As a young girl, like early 2000s, I was young because I'm only 20 now. I used to be on the party line, the New Orleans party line, but we changed it because it changed to be like Atlanta and Mississippi party line. So it was like this trend named Pound Cake, and I know that voice from anywhere. And, bitch, that's Pound Cake. Pound Cake been catfishing since 2001.
Hold on. Pound Cake, is that you, Pound Cake?
That's Pound Cake, bitch. I know Pound Cake. I know Pound Cake voice because as a little girl, I used to tell the trannies on their fuckers. That's who taught me how to read when I was young. We used to go back and forth on the party line cursing each other out. So that's how I be on, you know, in the ballroom reading everybody. So,
Miss Pound Cake, hold on. Wait, New Orleans. Hold on, New Orleans. Pound Cake. Pound Cake. Oh, see, now, you spill her tea now. She don't want to talk.
Yes, Pound Cake.
She don't
want to
talk no more. I just unmuted her. She didn't want to talk no more.
Y'all ever saw Diary of a Mad Black Woman, how she had him pumped in the bathroom in a tub in a wheelchair? That's what that bitch had pumped in a wheelchair. That bitch been catfish and can't even walk. Please, Pound Cake. I thought you left the shenanigans alone years ago, bitch. You can't get to no trade and you can't get to no Thailand with no pussy. Unless you're going to pay for 3 seats on the airplane, bitch.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just unmuted her. She ain't want to talk no more. Oh, Miss Pound Cake, your car been pulled, Miss Pound Cake, honey. Why you don't want to talk, Pound Cake?
And another thing, hey, Bishop, I know it's that time of year again when you go to try to add me on Facebook, but, bitch, access denied again. It's not going to work,
shit.
Bishop. You can stay with your 12-inch, 10-inch cock, whatever you did a while back. You know, I'm a frequent listener. And I want to get into that video that was at Fusions down here. You still never came down here, Kelly.
Look. When I was in Atlanta, one of my friends from years ago asked me to come to New Orleans with them. But I was going to come, but then I remember my cookout was this weekend. And if I would have went to New Orleans, I would have never made it back to New York for the cookout. But I'm definitely going to make it to New Orleans before the summertime is over. I'm coming out there.
Yeah, and where is J-Rock? Because J-Rock knows one of my cousins who's gay, and he used to be in a scene or whatever. I think he used to do drag or something like that, but he's really handsome. Like, he's, like, pretty, like, Caesar Corey pretty. And he's the one who actually, I told him the story, he's the one who actually brought my mom to the hospital when she was having me. So they thought he was my daddy. It's a long story. But the fight, when it got to the fight, everybody, like in y'all area, I guess the upstate area fans, people only knew all these people jump and everybody don't jump. Look, bitch, if it's me and my friend fighting and we brawl, we all gonna fight. If I got something on my chest, that's just how New Orleans people are. That's just how we are. We got something on our chest, we not gonna go back on Facebook and be like, oh, yeah, bitch, my friend got you. No, I'm gonna pop you too. Bitch, one time, all pass. You ever saw the Power Rangers, bitch? We beat together like Voltron, bitch. It's gonna happen. Automatically. And to the big mouth, the big lip cut with her shout out sleeves, bitch. Them shout outs were so tired. I want to give a shout out. Oh, her bottom lip was just aching my soul. And I just want to say hey, Trevor, my friend Trevor from New Orleans, too. He be in the room, too, and he be listening. I just want to say I love y'all.
Thank you.
You're the key.
Love you,
she
too.
She's the key.
All right, I'm going to keep on listening, in, so just put me on mute. In case Tom can't come back, bitch, because I know you poked in that bathroom, bitch. I know you poked in that bathroom, bitch. So anytime you take that wheelchair off that face, there, off that, that bike pedal, that, a kickstand, bitch. You got a cheap wheelchair with a kickstand on it, bitch. Let that still froggy. I'm right here.
Okay. Oh, so we put you back on hold. Next caller we have is...
He read down.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I had watched the clips from the D-Up ball or whatever. Kelly, that was a pretty dress you had on by the way. But what is this going around about? You were mad at the little sex siren boy who used to be in your house and you tried to get him chopped.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
He had walked with the Prodigy. They had on the little cat suit.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean, well, yeah, some people were just saying that you were upset or whatever. He left your house. You tried to get him chopped.
No, actually, I don't have to try to get anybody chopped. If I want to chop somebody, I chop them on my own. Who's gonna check me?
Oh, I definitely feel that.
Okay, so if anybody knows me, bitch, I'll chop a motherfucking legend or icon, bitch, and ain't nobody gonna motherfucking check me. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. So why would it be so hard for me to chop a star?
I mean, because they said you ran from your end of the panel down there to Lawrence.
No, I ran. I didn't run down to Lawrence. I went down to Lawrence and Tony and them into the panel because they asked me, was Ira a twister or was he a Vogue femme? And I said, he's a twister, and I don't know anything else about him. He's not in my house anymore. That's what happened.
Okay. Well, on another note, you look really nice at Donye Ball.
Thank you very much.
It was very Mighty Joe Young tea.
Okay. The next caller we have is 91703. You're live on the air. 917-603. You're live on the air. You're gone. The next caller we have is 323-286. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, hi, Kelly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to press my, but how are you guys doing? Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's going on?
This is Michi.
I know
hey,
who
up,
it is.
Who is that?
Just
that Bishop. Oh, Bishop. Hey.
Don't do that, Michi. He's been being really nice. He's been here all night with me. Do not do that.
Okay. I know it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new start. Welcome back, everyone. Is my mother on the phone? I thought I heard Jason on here.
No, Jason ain't on, but he's listening.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, everyone. Happy birthday, Naima, Kelly.
You can say happy birthday to me, too,
because
me and Naima's birthday on the same day.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you, too, man. Because you demanded them. But, okay, great. Everything's
yeah.
Great. I'm having dinner and things. I'm a little tipsy right now.
You're always tipsy.
No, bitch. Don't try me. I'm not always a motherfucking tipsy. Now, you're always tipsy.
If you ain't singing for the Lord, honey, you motherfucker, you drinking that motherfucking devil water.
First of all, Jesus turned water to wine. I am sipping champagne, which is a form of wine, okay?
Meet you. Sing happy birthday to me.
I wouldn't dare. Why would I?
Oh, shit.
Listen, we don't get out like that.
Y'all need to stop
you
doing
to
music. That is a mess.
Well, he's going to have to pay for this. This is going under contract now. Hello. Yeah, Laugh. But it's okay, Bishop. Bishop, understand this. My first single should be out by, I think, November. Now, I'm going to tell you this. the way you sit there and try my Barista Milan, you're not going to do me. Until you get something on the market or even on YouTube, I'd advise you to zip it. Okay, you can put me back on hold.
Okay. Okay, the next caller we have is... Other caller, you're live on the air.
You know, I was calling back in here because I forgot to send a shout-out to Jason, baby. Jason, you know Granny loves you, baby. Am I on the air because this show done got quiet?
Yeah, you on the air, Grandma. You ain't going to say happy birthday to Bishop?
No,
yeah, I'm
here. That's what I called back in here for, too. You know, not only just to send a shout-out to Jason, but I want to say, Bishop, the longer that I done listened to this show, the gayer your ass sound. And, you know, I'm surprised your ass ain't high on your birthday. You must be broke, hell. It ain't the first yet, huh?
Sweetheart, I'm not broke. It's just that, yeah, I mean, I'm up here doing something. I'm doing some work. While I'm on the phone, I decided to call in to the show because it was a show tonight.
You got your together when you finish doing what you're doing.
You said what, Granny?
I said you got your crack rocks together so when you finish doing what you're doing.
Granny, you have right now?
Yeah, I'm all some Jesus juice and some marijuana. Granny don't do that ecstasy and crack and all that old funny ass shit that you crack babies do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you gonna get high as a giraffe's pussy once this show over, but you know, Bishop, we like your ass high on this show. You need to smoke some of that crack and come on out the closet, baby, because you just sounding gay and gay as the show go on.
I'm being me, sweetheart. I ain't being nobody else.
Well, what is you? Yeah, well, tell me, what is you? Is you a tranny chaser, or do you like the men's, or you like everything? Because, yeah, you do have a child. You just like to bust a nut, huh?
Nah, bitch, I'm me.
Why the hell are you going to call me a bitch? I ain't disrespected your retarded, stinking ass.
I apologize, Granny, bitch.
Whatever. You know, I would say take a hit for me, but Granny don't do that crack bullshit. Anyways, go put me back on hold with your gas.
You
Granny. Oh, my God. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, yo, Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, yo, check your inbox, too.
Check my inbox. What page are you hitting me up on? Kelly Mizrahi or Mother Kelly Mizrahi?
Kelly Mizrahi.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me go log into that page. Hold on. That's my name. Hold on. Okay. Logging in right now. Hold on. I'm waiting for my page to load up now. Meow. This page. Oh. Well, who sent me a message? This message is the phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, what the fuck? This confused. Does she want me to call her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get her number, honey. Let me call her. Because I think we got like 12 minutes left into the show. Hold on. Let me get her on the phone lines.
Where Rodney at, you?
Rodney at work. Rodney's at work. Hold on, I'm calling her now. Rodney at work. We got 11 minutes left into the show.
I need to know what went on at that ball.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. Why is it not dialing?
She might think you a date.
Oh, she not answering. It's that call fail or caller's not answering. Yeah, she's not answering. Hold on, let me see. Let me try one more time. If she don't come on this time, I don't know. Yeah, she's not answering.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, baby. Mm-hmm. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
My number came up private.
What is that?
I said my number came up private.
Yes, your number came up private. It always does.
Well, actually, because I called from my phone call.
Yeah, you always come up private. Did you hear everybody say happy birthday to you, girl?
Yeah, I had it. But, you know,
but
for the rest of you,
my birthday
was Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Naima,
and Bishop's birthday is Saturday, too. That's what I said.
Okay, well, thank you, Bishop.
Yes, both of y'all birthdays are on Saturday. Y'all got some sexual tension going on.
No. But I wanted to tell you again, Callie, I told you already before, but Bitch, you was motherfucking sitting. But did you take Timothy down there with you?
No, that was my daughter, De'Asia. Legendary drag's face, De'Asia. Let me tell you something, Naima. I walked into the ball. Jack was outside talking to the icon, Terry Revlon. They was talking. I walked inside. Jack walked behind me. He started LSS. By the time Jack got to, like, three people in LSS, she was done doing my motherfucking makeup, honey. And I put my motherfucking dress and my heels on, and I came out, bitch. That was a 10-minute job. Okay, bitch. And I came on out, Miss Day. A lot of people was reading me at the ball, Miss Day, because they was like, I should have walked for the $2,000.
Yeah, remember I asked you when I was texting you over the weekend, I was like, are you gonna walk? And you was like, no. And I seen the picture, I was like, oh, this bitch played. She came down there was beat like that and didn't even walk. You
no,
played
I
down
didn't.
There.
You know what? The whole thing with Atlanta is, I was just gonna go to the ball and I was just gonna be regular because I was judging. But then I realized on Thursday, I realized, I said, okay, you know what? This is Atlanta. This is where all the big girls is at, bitch. So I went to the material store, and I bought that material. My daughter, Tasia, made my dress. Miss Tang, I went to Porsche and got my wig done, bitch, and De'Asia did my makeup. But I already knew I was getting my wig done, bitch, because I ain't going to Atlanta without sitting in my sister Porsche's chair, honey, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kelly, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
That was you in that summer dress.
Yes.
I thought that was a female.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was me. But anybody in Atlanta, if you definitely want to get your hair done and you definitely love my hairdo, definitely hit up my motherfucking sister, Miss Motherfucking Portia Milan, honey. Definitely hit her up, honey. She's definitely in Decatur, Georgia, at Set It Off Hair Salon. And you could definitely hit her up at Portia 3000@yahoo.com, and she will definitely slay you up if you're in the Atlanta area and you need your hair done. My sister is nasty, mistake, okay, bitch? When I'm talking about nasty, bitch, I love all my four stylists that does my hair, mistake, you know, Naima, Portia, my daughter Lay, and my cunt girlfriend Roxanne, mistake. I love all of them. But, bitch, you know Miss Portia nasty, Miss Thing Girl, when she can cut motherfucking hair with a motherfucking pair of clippers, bitch, and don't even pick up no motherfucking scissors, bitch. You know that's a nasty motherfucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you girls down in Atlanta and you need your hair done, definitely go to Set It Off Hair Salon, honey, in Decatur, Georgia, Miss Thing. And Miss Portia would definitely fry, dye, and motherfucking suicide your motherfucking hair, honey, okay? How you doing?
You need to get with Glenn Jackson.
Hold on.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You want to be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the break, they take me, I'm a bad girl. They want to play all day because I'm a nasty girl. If you want to be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a fancy girl, I'm a nasty girl, I'm a classy girl. Cause you wanna be just like me, you got to the queen, just take me. The tree wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl.
Oh my God, that was so unnecessary.
Yes, it's been a minute since you heard that intro.
Yes, it has. Hello, everyone. Happy belated, Naima. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Bishop, happy belated to you as well. Kelly, I am not going to stay long. I was just listening. I just wanted to say, Granny, I love you too. Michi, you don't have to get on this radio show to talk to your mother. You know how to find me. And Kelly, that look, oh my God, that look is everything on you. You need to, I know you don't repeat the outfit, but you need to keep that look for a while.
Oh, baby. Mind you, I didn't even wear my dress for that long. I took the dress, I came up for LSS, I took some pictures, I took it off, honey, and I threw my jumper on from the ball in D.C., honey, because the dress was just so long, bitch. It was just so long, honey. I almost tripped on her and everything. But I took her off, bitch, but you never know, honey. I might do that, not that same dress, but, you know, I'm going to get that look again. Yes, I'm definitely going to be up in the place, honey. Definitely up in the place, honey. I can't wait to put my wig back on tonight, honey. I love my wig.
Are you going out to, is Vogue Nights tonight?
Yeah, I'm going out tonight because I got to go handle some business. So I'm going out tonight. You know, this is my first time back in New York in 2 weeks. I haven't been here in 2 weeks, two whole weeks.
I know you came down, got the car, didn't even say, bitch, let's see my car, how you doing, and nothing, let me take you out.
You know why, you know what, you know, Jason, when I came down, because, you know, I'm legit now, so I could tell you the story, I could tell the story. When I came down, I came down and I bought the car, baby, I didn't have no tags or anything, okay? But the boy let me use his suspended tags to drive back to New York. So I went to White Marsh, and he met me at White Marsh, and I got off the bus, and I got right back on the highway from there, bitch, and drove back to New York, honey. And then she was parked for a couple of days outside. You know, I went and did all the little fixing up that I had to do. She was parked outside until I got my coins and stuff together to go register, get my own tags and stuff. So that's why I didn't come see anybody. But oh, I'll be back to Baltimore, D.C. area real soon, because I got to get up into something.
Okay.
So I'll be down there real soon. And I love a road trip, buddy. So, you know.
I see, honey. I saw them pictures. You just been driving.
I love a nasty little road trip. I went kayaking and everything when I was in Atlanta and everything. I really enjoy going on road trips. But I just got to get some kids together to go on the road trip with me, Mr. Because, bitch, that road trip to Atlanta cost $600 in gas.
Ooh.
Oh, It's $95 to fill up my tank. My big boy, she's a real big boy, honey, okay? She sucks it up.
Did you take the babies with you?
No, I left the babies at home. I left the babies at home because right after when I got ready to leave, I took Chanel to get her rabies shot because she couldn't get the while she was pregnant. And then, you know, when they get their rabies shots, they have the side effects be diarrhea and stuff. I was going to take them with me, but she had diarrhea for 3 days, so I just left them in the house with my little cousin. But the baby is big now. She eats. She's not eating off Chanel. She's eating off her own food. I'm going to be posting up some pictures of her real soon, some new pictures. And she walking and everything, and her eyes is open and everything. She big now. She goes to the doctor tomorrow to get her rabies shots and everything tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing real. I'm going to post some pictures of it. I'm going to tag you and Jasmine and Naima and everybody in the pictures when I post it. But she is. So.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, Jason. Don't go no place. We got two more callers, and we got 90 seconds. Hold on. 267-693, you're live on the air.
Oh, my goodness, Kelly, your audience is too funny. Oh, my God. This is my first time listening to your show, and I have to say that I've been watching you over the years through Baldwin Throwbacks, and I really love your personality. I think you're a really decent person, even though people throw you shade. I really do believe that you're a nice person. That's all.
Thank you very much, love.
You're welcome. I just love people don't.
Oh, wait, hold on. What you say, love?
I said people don't give you the credit that you deserve.
They don't have to give it to me. The facts will never big you up. The facts are always here to tear you down. But the straight community always bigs me up. So I definitely love the straight community. But the facts are here to tear you down. The straight community is here to build you up.
Well, keep being fair and keep being you. I love you.
Thank you. Hold on, Pussy. You're back on the line, Pussy.
I'm laying in the bed with my tray.
Hold on. New Orleans. Hello? New Orleans. They go, Miss Pussy is back on the phone.
I've been waiting for you, pound cake. Not what it was. Bitch, you ain't laying in no bed, bitch. You folks in that bathroom in that tub, bitch. That's what you ain't. You ain't laying with no tray, bitch. You in that same bathroom. Your mama locked you in there because she don't want to deal with you and give you that.
Hold on. Because I don't speak slave talk. Hold on. I'm not understanding.
That's not gonna work for me. There's a difference between an accent and Ebonics, bitch. And if you said I have an accent, then I do have, but I don't speak Ebonics, bitch. That's not
no, you
work.
Sound like
give
a hillbilly.
Give me something else.
Bitch, I got a pussy.
I got a pussy. I want you to serve me something hot.
Fuck you, you country bitch.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work.
That pussy smell like chitlin juice. To you, Brickfish. My pussy.
You're a
imaginary.
That nigga nasty, man.
That is crazy. A fictional pussy.
I'm in the mirror with my tray twerking my pussy.
You have a big old rotten long snack that just go to the throat. If you want a pussy so big, they're going to give you the nastiest, ickiest, sickiest pussy in the world. They're going to give you a pussy with blue waffle, bitch. What you've been begging for.
Shut up, Brick Fish.
What you've been begging for. They're going to give you what you want.
You listening to the fag radio station, bitch. Where your man at? Where your man at?
Talk about you with a Thailand for a pussy.
Where your man at, Brick Fish? Yes.
Bitch, you got a plastic cesspool. That's
Dr. Preacher. Dr. Preacher, bitch, $12,000.
What's your doctor's name? What's his
doctor? Dr. Preacher.
Dr.
Preacher.
What's his address? I'm not about to
okay.
You tell me.
My pussy.
Show me the receipt.
My pussy tastes like cherry cola.
Bitch, they had to take a little bit of blood, bitch. Let's not go there, bitch.
Bye, Brick Fish. I'm finna go cut for my hood.
I know who that voice is. I know who that voice is. And I ain't saying nothing.
I'm trying to tell you, that's a key voice.
Bitch, let's not go there. I know for them to flip the balls inside out, bitch. They had to see what's in that first. So let's not go there, kitty, kitty, kaboom, bitch. Let's not go there. Bitch. I'm not a big fan of Cathedral, but oh my God, where's them grams? Where's them grams, Thailand? Where's them grams, Poundcake? What is it? You want it, Poundcake? I told you didn't want it with me, bitch. It's not going to work. You're not going to serve me no cold food. I want you to serve it to me hot, bitch. I'm coming here for service. If you're going to serve me something, serve it to me right. That's all.
I know that's right, bitch.
She said cold food, honey.
What's wrong with her?
I know that's right, bitch. She ain't having it.
I
went to the answer.
She thought
I was
gone. My boyfriend on the other line. She thought I was gone, bitch. I'm right here. I kept on clicking back over, bitch. I knew you were going to sneak back in.
Well, I want her to get that pussy checked out if it smelled like lobster.
Lobster.
Exactly. A cesspool, not a cunt. Oh, bitch. I can't, girl. That is just, isn't that horrible?
You want me to
leave?
And that's the type of trannies that I don't like, those. You know, just sickening, you know? Just don't deserve to be trannies. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, shit.
And I'm so tired of the women coming on here, and I'm a real one. Why do you have to say all that? Bitch, we all women. We all sound like women on the phone. Bitch, y'all asked me what's between my legs.
That sounds
really
straight up like a nigga that was on the phone. They got the pussy.
No, I'm just saying, the other women that was, I mean, I know they probably mean nothing by it, but I mean, come on, like, who gives a fuck? Just talk, bitch. Say what you want to say. Kelly, you're cute. I love you, Kelly. I love you. You know, I love you. You know, that's all you got to say, bitch. You ain't got to say, and I'm a real woman. All right? I'm a lady. All right? We get it? Whoa, bitch. We get it? Thank you.
No, that's right,
bitch. Well, Jason.
I'm telling you, that voice, man. I know that voice. I'm trying to tell
you. Have you been down to the after hours, Mr. Barnes?
Do that again? I'm sorry. Do that again. Say that again.
Have you been to the after hours with Mr. Barnes?
No, I ain't know nothing about it. Do tell.
Well, honey, I had a couple girlfriends that like to venture in there. And, you know, I don't do stuff like that. And... when I went in there for the first time for my birthday, it was Friday or whatever. When I tell
you. Wait a minute. When you say after hours, are you talking about the penthouse or is it another spot now?
This place, you got to walk all the way upstairs.
That's the penthouse, but that's still after hours.
Uh-huh.
But I know it's the penthouse.
Was this
a Friday that you went?
Yeah.
Because I heard everything and anything being there on a Friday night.
Girl, I mean, well, Jason, when I tell you, they didn't like Honey. I mean, it was mad girls in there or whatever, but it was just like them. You know what? I've never seen nobody on Miley's before. I've always just heard how, you know, what they do to the girls. But when I tell you them girls was in there and there, it was cool. If you remember Friday night, it was cool. Then they had the air conditioning on in this place. Them girls was in there, bitch, sweating down. Like, it was like a sweat, like, ooh, please don't touch me. And it was so packed in there.
What I tell y'all girls, you know they got a tranny, they got a sex party for trannies in Atlanta?
Oh, shit.
Oh, they've been having that for years.
Oh, yeah, I
know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, Bishop, you would know about that, wouldn't you?
Would know.
Well, I just know a couple of people that,
know. Well, wait a minute, Kelly, give us the details. What a give down here?
Well, I don't know because I didn't make it to the party. I was trying to go, but I couldn't make it, honey. I couldn't make it. I went to the Chaparral first, and then I was going to go leave from the Chaparral and go there. But by the time I got ready to leave the Chap, it was over, so I never got to make it there. But they said once you go, you got to go. Somebody got to take you. Okay, and once they take you the first time, then you get on the invite list, and then you get the text message on where it's gonna be at and the location. But somebody gotta take you first. So I'm gonna go for Labor Day when I go down.
Oh, you gonna have a blast?
Okay,
you
gonna
have a blast?
Bishop, is that where you met the 10-inch cock tranny, a 12-inch cock tranny?
Ooh,
nah, mm-hmm. Sweetheart.
Oh, okay. And you've been hanging kind of, you know, close-knit to Kelly. You know, you've been all on my sister back and all. I hope you're not trying to recruit her for one of your wrestling videos.
You give
an
old tease.
I do many things, and I'm a freak. Baby, well, one thing I don't do is I don't do videos and I don't do pictures.
Okay.
She's talking about
back in my young days, man.
Yeah.
Baby, because baby, you know, honest, they
yeah,
will not,
you,
they will not have,
yeah,
they will not have me,
not
the they will not have me on Facebook, honey, and all on the web, honey. Baby, I know how the girls do, baby. Okay.
Talking about back in my young days.
Well, Bishop got a picture of me. I sent Bishop a picture. Cause I know Bishop ain't gonna try to turn me out. Cause Bishop know my work.
it ain't about that. No, it's not about that. I mean, I respect you.
I had those same pictures here.
What'd you say? You ain't got my motherfucking pictures, bitch. Honey, I know
you ain't got mine,
bitch, but I got yours.
Let me turn this official ballroom up tonight, honey.
Well, turn it. Listen, the girls have been turning it up, Mister. The girls have been definitely getting they free range to turn it up. Who calling somebody?
Not me.
Hello? No, that was my phone. It called my phone back.
Oh, the girls have definitely been getting their free range to turn a lot of things up. Honey, because you know I've been MIA out the group, Miss Thing. So you know I come in every once in a while. So the girls been getting their life, honey. But come September, it's going down. Yeah, I gotta go to the club. I gotta go pick up something from the club, honey. So I gotta go out. It was definitely. Yeah, I gotta go to the car. I gotta go pick up something. I gotta go pick up something, honey. I got to take care of some business in the morning, and I need to go pick up something from the club to go to my business. I got to take care of in the morning. But it was definitely a pleasure being here with all of y'all and speaking with all of y'all. Y'all definitely did lighten up, you know, y'all definitely did lighten up my week, honey, and made the end of my trip very great, honey, being here with y'all. We'll be back. After I say this, everybody's going to be able to say their good nights. But we will definitely be back on the air in another 3 weeks. We will be back on the air after the Latex Ball and after the Rumble Ball that weekend of August 17th. We'll be back on the air that following Monday. And we're definitely going to recap everything that happened over in those 3 weeks and Kiki and Laugh and everything with everybody. And then after the Latex Ball,
We will be back on the air the first Monday in September. We will be back on the air for a whole new season, a whole new bunch of commercials, a whole bunch of new intros on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, starting the first weekend in September. And I know you girls cannot wait, honey. So one by one, everybody that's on the phone lines with us, can y'all please say goodnight, because we definitely about to get up out of here.
Good night, y'all. Happy belated birthday, Naima.
And I
want to
thank Bishop for definitely sitting with me tonight, Bishop.
Oh, that's what's up, baby. No doubt, baby.
Naima?
Well, good night, everybody. And, Kelly, you know I'll be texting you later on. And everything. Belated birthday, Bishop, yourself.
Okay, New Orleans?
Good night, everybody. Love you, Trevor. And y'all be safe tonight.
Good night, everybody. Kelly, you be safe out there tonight. Talk to you all later and see you all in, well, talk to you all in September.
I am the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'll see y'all back here live on the air in 3 weeks after the latex ball, unless something else goes crazy in ballroom within the next 3 weeks that we have to come up here. I'll see y'all back here after the latex ball. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.